Yes, sir. I was the head ring nigger in that old possum hunt. I was the first nigger on the ground, the last one to leave, and I left running. You know, a nigger can run when he's scared. You should have seen my sail. Did you run like the wind? Of course it didn't run like the wind, but I passed a couple niggers what was running like the wind. You see, Friday night come round, all them rich gentlemen come over from Atlanta. Some come in automobiles and some come in food. You stop over there in front of Mr. Clams' stone, all dark to get out. There's Mr. Clark Howell, Governor Joe Brown, Mr. Hoke Smith, and Mr. Papp himself. The friends are there. Lord, Cap, it wasn't fair to you, is it? Well, so we get all ready for that old possum hump, and I happen to discover my poor old father sitting there in his chair with the tears rolling down his cheeks. Mr. Taft say, what that old nigger crying for? He said, crying kids, I can't go to possum hunt without crying for. I've done up with paralysis and ain't walked a step in 3 years. Mr. Taft said, ain't no use leaving that old nigger behind. A couple of you big niggers get a hold of that chair and take him along. I'll say the first time I ever see a nigger go to a possum on the chair. But the big boss done spoke, so you might as well hit up. Well, so we went with the president out to the woods for 3 or 4 miles, and all I want to hear loud being the dogs. When we catched up little old dogs all sitting around that old tree with old possum going, oh, 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 like that. Well, so someone had to climb that tree and cut down the limb with the old possum arm. See, the tree was too big to chop down. So I put my axe in my belt, and I put my lantern on my arm, and I started to climb up that old tree. I didn't want to get up there and see that old possum looking right down at me. I said, good evening, Mr. Possum. The old scoundrel never said nothing. I took my lantern out to look him over a little bit better, and doggone, one of the possums, oh, great big bear. I said, good, Mr. Bear, I lost no bear. Some mistake somewhere. He let loose a wallop, and he hit me, would have killed me. He missed his footing, and down he went crashing through the branch of the tree. Right in the middle of the dog and niggers and lanterns. Believe me, there was some scattering. Every little old dog turned tail, said, I done been swindled, good night, nurse. And away he went, pitty-pat, pitty-pat, pitty-pat. And every little old dog had a nigger right behind him. Lord, Cap, you never seen niggers run so fast since you were born. One nigger said to me, where go on, Charlie? He ain't going nowhere. Just come waiting someplace. Run, boy, what run is. I had 2 blowouts in my rubber boots. I got halfway home. I happened to think about my poor old father out in the other old bear. I said, I hate to be your habit. Old bear done got you before now. And away I run. Run, boy, to what running is. I packed 4 jackrabbits going the same way I was. I made the last 3/4 mile and nothing flat. You should have seen this nigger's ankle smoke. I got home, I bust open the cabin door and I jam in. And the first thing I see, my old father sitting in his chair alongside the fireplace. I said, Lord, Pappy, where y'all come from? He said, hush your mouth, nigger. I done come home ahead of the dogs.